Today, January 5th, is the feast day of the great American bishop, St. John Neumann, the fourth bishop of Philadelphia, the first canonized bishop of the United States. He was actually born in Bohemia in the year 1811. And as a young man, he loved to read. He taught himself many languages. By the time he went off to the seminary, he had taught himself six languages. His great desire was to be a missionary in North America. So he was able to get permission to set out across the ocean, took 40 days by boat to get there. He arrived in the Diocese of New York. And all he had with him was his suit of clothes that he wore and $1 in his pocket. He was ordained in the year 1836 in New York City, and he spent 4 years just working as a parish priest. But then he felt that he needed the support of a religious community, so he joined the Redemptorist Order. And then, as a Redemptorist, he would travel around to work with other Redemptorists, giving missions. He would travel mostly by horseback. He worked in Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and New York, especially in the area of upstate New York, even coming down to the Baltimore area as well. So typically he would travel 10 or 20 miles a day on horseback. Sometimes he would walk. He was so short that the children laughed at him because his feet couldn't reach the stirrups of the horse. But he would win them over by always having a pocket full of hard candies, and he would give those to the children as he met them. He would establish Catholic schools and established countless churches. Once when I was traveling in upstate New York, we stopped by a little church, and it said on the plaque that it was founded by St. John Neumann. And they showed us the books and had his signature of when he established that parish way back in the 1840s. He was then surprisingly chosen to be, at the age of 41, the fourth bishop of Philadelphia. And he received a very cold reception. The people in Philadelphia wanted an Irish bishop because there were so many Irish that had settled in Philadelphia. But the Pope sent them a Bohemian bishop. But he was so brilliant at languages, this time he spoke 12 languages. He would be the bishop of Philadelphia for 8 years. When he got there, there were 2 Catholic schools. When he died, there were 100 parish schools. His goal was to have every Catholic church have a parish school. During his 8 years there, he founded 80 new Catholic churches in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. He also promoted what he called 40 hours devotion. This was once a year. In honor of the 40 hours that Christ spent in the tomb, there would be 40 hours of Eucharistic adoration in every parish. And he promoted this, and it's still going on today in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Almost every parish has 40 hours devotion. He died rather suddenly. He collapsed in the street from exhaustion at the young age of 48. So he was only a bishop for 8 years. During his time as bishop, he wrote a number of catechisms that were used in the diocese. He was known for his great love of his people, his kindness, and his gentleness. He's buried at the shrine of St. John Neumann, 5th and Girard in Philadelphia. You should definitely go and visit his tomb. Again, we have Mother Seton an hour and a half away. We have St. John Neumann 3 hours away. So we're blessed to have 2 canonized saints within a very short distance from here. He was beatified in 1963, canonized in 1977. I'll give you a blessing now with his relic. We pray that through the intercession of St. John Vianney, we'll be inspired with a great love for Christ, especially in the Most Blessed Sacrament and Eucharistic adoration. Through the intercession of St. John Neumann, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.